Triple M Footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
Yes, the first Reedy's Mail for me for the year. A little bit overexcited about it. Penrith, and what about Paul Adamotti? Now, what's the kind of the backstory to this re-signing?
So last week they announced Isaac Tungo had re-signed the centre, who justified his pay packet of over $700,000 last night. They now re-signed Paul Adamotti, young guy they signed on a one-year deal from the Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. At the end of the last season, he's 20 now, but he was one of those kids coming through that was going to be a superstar, played New South Wales under-19s. So they've now extended him for another year. Now what makes this interesting is the Taylor May, the other first starting centre there at the moment.
He was brilliant last week.
He was brilliant last week. He's off contract at the end of this year. The club started talking to him about a contract extension, but I'm sure Taylor May and his management sat back and watched Isaac Tungo re-sign and that massive amount of money, and are probably thinking, well, Taylor May's worth as much as him.
Left centre as well as right centre.
So that's where it's going to be problematic, I imagine, for Penrith to keep both those guys. They now have an insurance policy if Taylor May goes in Paul Adamotti, who, as I said, huge things expected of him when he was at the Bulldogs. He played 19 games in first grade, but didn't really kick on. But I think there's hopes that Penrith...
They've just gone through this with Stephen Crichton.
Wasn't losing him in terms of, I know. But, I mean, you look at Tungo. I mean, we're talking 700,000 plus a year he got. Mm. I mean, Taylor May is in that class as well. And I don't know in the modern game if you can afford to be playing both your centres in excess of $700,000 a year. So that's the issue for the Panthers. But at least now with Paul Adamotti, they've got someone there who, if at the end of the year they need someone to step in for Taylor May, he's ready-made. He can do that, and he'll have had 1 year in the Penrith system. He'll have another year to grow into his body and sort of get a grasp of the game and what he needs to do. And, he's there just in case Taylor May decides at the end of the year that he wants to go and pursue big dollars elsewhere.
700. I mean, the Dragons are paying 800 grand for a winger at the moment in Zach Lomax. And if he plays like he did last week...
They mightn't be for much longer, though, Tom.
Oh, come on. If he plays like he did last week, it was brilliant. Worth every cent. Yeah, Benny, too, you must have been, with your mob, you must have been working on ways to confront Zach Lomax on the wing.
Yeah, they've been dangerous, haven't they? And isn't Jack Bird's looking pretty good there in that centre spot? So it's hard to see Lomax getting back into that position. And Moses Suli, he's a handful, so yeah, he previewed a lot on the video sessions throughout the week, but they've been big, strong and impressive, the outside backs for the Dragons.
Benny, do you think there's much difference between Taylor May and Isaac Tungo? Do you think they're similar quality players?
I think they're similar price range. I think when you got your money tied up in those main players, your spine players, your Clearys and that real core that they've won grand finals with, you probably only got enough money to sign one of your centres, and then the other one's always going to be either a cheapie from another team, or a young junior coming through. I don't think you're ever going to have the money to keep Taylor May and Tungo. And the other thing too, remember there was all the chat that Taylor May wanted to play with his brother and they all wanted to play at the same team. So Penrith probably have heard all the rumours and thought to themselves, well, let's get on the front foot. Let's lock up Tungo and then we'll deal with the May stuff after. But that's what happens sometimes when you put it out there that you'd be happy to leave just so you can play with your brother.
I will say, I think that idea has gone by the wayside a bit, Tone, because I expect Terrell May to stay at the Roosters and sign a contract extension to the Roosters. Now, they're not looking at Taylor May, as I understand it. So if they're going to play together, it won't be in the next 3 or 4 years, I'd imagine.
Okay. Talking big money, what's Dave Fifita doing at the Gold Coast?
Dave's got that clause in his contract. It's a round 10 clause where he's got until round 10... to let the Titans know whether he's going to stay or leave at the end of the season. I'd expect Dave will stay. I know he's not playing football at the moment. He's sidelined. And he wanted some time to spend under Dez to decide whether the Titans was a club he wanted to be at. But my understanding is that once he gets back on the field, he'll inform the Titans he's staying. So expect Dave Fifita to commit to the Titans long term. He's on a big deal there, a lot of money. And he had the chance to go before he signed that deal, but he obviously put that clause in just to make sure he was comfortable with Dez and the regime under Dez. And my understanding is he's pretty comfortable there, Dave, and he will take up that contract.
You have heard Gordy Taylor say a few times, of course, he's connected to the club, that Dave Fifita is happy there and will go beyond that.
I don't think he'll do it in a hurry, though. I reckon he might go right down to the round 10 deadline before he accepts it. Just to make things interesting.
Just keep them waiting. What about expansion? We're talking about New Zealand for a state of origin. What about the new team? Is it South Island? That's certainly the Dave Moffat, of course, who used to run the NRL. He reckons it's the go.
Yeah, we had a story today with Dave Moffat, who was the former NRL CEO for a couple of years back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And he started up a consortium in the Christchurch area. They've got a new stadium over there, fully enclosed stadium. There's two expansion bids over there, both based out of Christchurch. Dave's got Andy Marinos involved, who was the CEO of Australian Rugby when they signed Joseph Swalehi. He's a former leaguey, played, I think he signed for Canterbury maybe during the Super League War and played one game, I think, from memory. So, look, they want a meeting with Peter Volandis as soon as possible. Andy Marinos, I understand, has already reached out to Andrew Abdo and had a chat with him, but they want to sit down with Peter Volandis and get an understanding of what the game wants in terms of expansion, when they're going to look at bringing in a new team, or how many teams are going to look at bringing in. But Dave Moffat's very confident they'll put forward a pretty compelling bid. And I like the idea of another team in the South Island in New Zealand. We're all talking about PNG, and I think PNG will happen.
Really?
By mid-year, I expect they'll make an announcement there. But I think
that's a dud decision. There you go.
Okay.
I do.
Well, I think, there's many people that think it's a good idea, think it's a bad idea as well. But, I think Perth and the South Island, New Zealand, they're the other two areas I would think are logical for the game. When it goes, I think we'll go to 20 teams, and they're the other two areas I think they'll look at.
Benny T, you don't think we've exhausted the resources of Queensland yet, do you?
No, I still think eventually there could be another side here in Queensland and Brisbane. I think Brisbane is a big city that can handle, it's had one team for so long and now there's two, but I still think eventually it'll go to three. But I agree with you, Reedy. I think there's a real opportunity down there in Christchurch. There's a lot of really good rugby league players that come out of that area. If you think of guys like Jermaine Asako and Jordan Ricky, that they're from there. I know they're very strong in the rugby union. But I think it would be a great spot. And obviously Perth. Perth opens up a lot of possibilities in terms of games and when the games are played. Papua New Guinea, I'm not too sure, but if you got to do it, you got to do it.
You can say it, dud.
Well, the other thing about the South Island New Zealand is it opens up that origin like South v North. And I think the idea is they tap into the Pacific region, which I think is a really good idea because, Fiji, Samoa, Tonga, a lot of good footballers come out of those areas. And we have a team that's got its tentacles in those areas a bit more directly than we do now. I think there's a real mine a resource you can mine in those areas.
Reedy, like it. This is the Saturday Scrum.
Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.